not just flying. Because flying is good, but soaring is way good. And I realized when I was about 5 years old that we are not created equal. You know, oh yeah, God loves us the same, all that kind of stuff, but we're not created. How did I find this out? They put ice skates on me, ice skates on my sister. She goes skating. This is so great. I'm breaking my neck. I go, I don't know how you can do this. And I'm like this. Cannot do it. So I found out early I had skills she didn't have. She could run track without training. She beat the boys. She beat the girls. She won every medal in swimming. She's a natural athlete. If we came from a family that were athletes, she'd be at the Olympics because she never even practiced. Me, I was the last one picked on the team, had no hand-eye coordination, couldn't catch the ball. If you gave me $1 million, the ball, tennis, I'll teach tennis. I could teach anything. An hour and a half of me doing nothing and her hitting the ball at me and I can't get there. She goes, hit it, hit it. I couldn't hit it. I could not hit it. I still can't hit it over it. Cannot hit it. So I realized then that there are things I cannot do in this world, and that's fine because there's a lot of stuff I can do. So I look at life as little challenges. You know, life is what happens between the crises. That's what it is. It's what happens between the crises. Because if you ask me at any given moment what's up, you want the short version or the long version? Okay, I need to know how important my answer is to you. Because right now you could say to me, well, you know, I see you have a hand problem. Okay, that's minor. Yes, I have two dislocated thumbs. Both of them. This one's all the way out. This one's 50%. It's working its way out. So, you know, it's not there yet.